Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, last week, the Mother and Baby Homes Commission report found that some children were dismissed as unfit for adoption because of their race or disability. But while this was the case for some, the report failed to find evidence of a systematic discrimination against women and children based on their race. The report's findings on discrimination have been met by disappointment from people of mixed race origin who grew up in Ireland's state-run institutions. Our reporter Della Kilroy has more on this. And Della, I know you spoke to members of the Association of Mixed Race Irish today, but first, can you remind us of the specific findings in relation to racial discrimination found in the report?
Well, Sarah, the Commission examined institutional records from Pellettstown in Dublin and Bessborough in Cork. And while they note that they have no doubt that there was casual, unthinking racism, and this was on the part of some people, they concluded that overall there was no real evidence of discrimination in relation to most of the decisions made about fostering or adoption of mixed race children. Of the 275 children who where race is noted on their records during the time frame examined, 56 were placed for adoption, and they say that while a number of families specifically sought to adopt mixed race children, other families requested children who were not, they say, mixed race.
And there were mentions of race in official records. What do they conclude about these references?
So the report has references generally made by doctors as to whether a child was fit for adoption. And the Commission did find that occasionally, they say, race appears to influence the decision. For example, one report stated, Jay is a big girl for her age and looks well, nice looking, but her father is Jamaican. But the Commission says that in most cases, references to colour are simply, they say, factual or part of medical assessments. So on one hand, they find there to be no racial discrimination that affected adoption, while also listing examples of just how difficult it could be for some of these children to actually get adopted.
So you met with a man then today who grew up as a mixed race child in Ireland's industrial school. What was his reaction to the Commission's findings?
Well, Jude Hughes was born in 1941 in St. Patrick's Mother and Baby Home. This is originally known as Pellettstown. He's the founding director of the Association of Mixed Race Irish, and he runs his own tailoring business in Dublin. He was in several different institutions growing up, from Dublin's Carriglee Park to a school in Tralee. And he believes that the role of race was underplayed in the report. He first told me about his experiences in the institutions.
As a young kid, you're not aware of a lot of things. That's the problem at the beginning as a black person. I remember in Carriglee, the kids used to go to Crow Park, and once or twice I wasn't let go. They pulled me out of the line. So that was the first hint that maybe you shouldn't be seen, you should be hidden. I liked Tralee. They seem to have a little bit more humanity now. I remember one time I wouldn't eat a dinner. You know, sometimes these dinners were awful, and he made me kneel at the back of the place. After about half an hour of this, I said, I've had enough of this. Got the plate and threw it at him. I realised that's the first time I stood up to them. I knew then no one will ever do that to me again.
The Commission's report examined St. Patrick's, Pellettstown, where you were born. They concluded that there was no evidence of discrimination in relation to decisions made about the fostering or adoption of mixed race children. They say that it appears that race was a less important factor in decisions relating to adoption than religion or disability. What's been your reaction to the finding?
They need to listen to what some of the evidence these people gave. And it seems they didn't take it too serious. And I'm very disappointed about that. The mixed race group have dossiers and presented cases, especially in the Dáil report in 2014. He said, you listen to those stories. You don't need to ask any more questions. And once I've heard privately, Jesus, some of them are shocking. At that time, we were only kids. We probably didn't know what racism means. It kind of fails to me how they say this, this and this, that. When, of course, they were picked on. It was as obvious as night follows days.
I know the Mother and Baby Homes Commission report, it's really the first, Della, to deal with race directly, and that was something that the Association of Mixed Race Irish lobbied for. Phil Mullen is a trustee on their board, having grown up in the Irish industrial school system. So what has she concluded then about this very important aspect of the report's findings?
Well, Phil Mullen is a lecturer at Trinity College, and she's examined previously the experiences of some survivors of these institutions. She believes that the Commission's findings fly in the face of international evidence, recognising the relevance of race on the processes impacting children. And with over 200 children noted as mixed race in just one institution alone during the time period examined in the report, she believes that there were more mixed race children in the institutional care system than people have not acknowledged to date.
I suppose, Stella, what would be immediately apparent to me is that the report again fails to understand, even address the processes of racialisation that children of Black and African Irish descent underwent. You know, and I think if you look at the detail and the lack of detail, you have a report that falls down in its analysis of detail. You know, so you take one example, I think it was the 275 children who were in Pallettstown and Bessborough. The report claims that there was no distinction between children who were put forward for adoption, yet only 56% of mixed-race children were put forward for adoption. And we don't see any detail in how that's compared to white children in the same institutions in the same period. And also, what were the outcomes? Because in my own research, many of the people that I spoke to were returned from foster care placements.
What has been the reaction from people you've spoken to over the last week in terms of the chapter on discrimination?
It kind of has left people with a whole series of whys. The biggest why is, why does this report again draw on a narrative of racial innocence or naivety on the part of the state, when it's obvious, even from the language of the inspectors, that mixed race children were viewed as being different and problematic? It's racial profiling, really. You know, say in my own case, the word coloured is just scrawled across my admission form. That wasn't about collecting data for any specific purpose. That is merely about racially profiling me as coloured. The hurt continues. You know, people are ageing and they continue to carry this legacy.
Finally then, Della, the Attorney General last week noted that a referendum won't be needed to give survivors of mother and baby homes access to their records. The government is bringing forward legislation on information and tracing, and that's something obviously the survivors have been campaigning for a long time. I know you spoke to Jude about this. What does he know about his birth family?
Well, despite a lack of access to information, Jude has managed to find out that his mother came from a family of nine in Carlow, and he knows that his father came from Africa to study medicine in Trinity College. He talked to me about the importance of having information on his own background.
Every person who was in these places was denied their rights. And as a result of this, people who spent 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years looking for their identity were denied it. It was bad enough being in these places, but then to be continually punished for the rest of their lives, as far as I'm concerned, was a crime against humanity. As far as I'm concerned, all these acts should be got together and flushed down the toilets and give everybody back their dignity and humanity.
What have you been able to find out about your own family? And
in the last year or two, I've been able to trace my background. For the first time, I've had photographs of blood relatives from the Irish side and DNA matching of the African side.
We're looking here at, you've got a folder full of all your documents.
There is my lineage. I'm coming into what they call the straight. Despite all the hurdles that were put across to stop us, I'm getting there.
What does it mean to you now, knowing a bit more about your heritage and your family?
I'm not too pushed, even if they didn't want to know me, as long as I feel I know who I am. Because now I feel I have a proper identity.
Did the state apology mean much to you last week?
But you'd have been apologising for the last 20 years. You know, actions speak louder than words. All this was wrong from the word go, and give everyone their basic human rights. We're all mature people. Of course we accept that some people may not want them to meet their families, but still give them their information of their background.
And that was Jude Hughes there, ending that report from Della Kilroy.